Blog Talk Radio.
This one's for all the leaders. Leaders, let's all take the mic. Take the mic. This one's for all the leaders. Leaders, let's all take the mic. Take the mic.
Yeah, got out the 600, blunted chicks on them. Neighborhood, no, we coming. Jake hate him, snakes cannot violate him. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO, gifts he knows to Wino's. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks in tenements, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back Mac and Benzes. Never puts cash or ass before friendship. He laughs last, as some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
Into the mirror and as you I say look at me. Everything you like it fresh from the factory. Everything you do it impact me. Your lifestyle attract me. Parents try distract me. When I grow up I want to be like you exactly. And as soon as I get over this acne, there's no way anybody could have stopped me.
My gravity toward the aura and all the mannerism. Descending out of order and man start moving busy. The locking of the corners, the streets and all the buildings. Me love you like a father, me ready and me willing. Anything where you are taught is lying my dominion. And me have similar thoughts, I share the same opinions. Me have it say you're smart, with my best interest at heart. I'm following your path, your mind where you are what.
The Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down the night for all of mine. I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells dropped to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexist, resistance against oppression, progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section to the Genesixin, the Frost Nixon, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back inscription, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence, they took our leaders and they lynched them.
Change. can put a man up in space, but on Earth it's just a rat race. Is this the future? You got people working 9 to 5, while over 10% are trying to stay alive. Is this the future? Crime is up, education is down, but the Dow Jones is on the rebound. Is this the future? Ronald Reagan says stay the course, but only a fool would want to endorse this kind of future. Every day as I go my way, I can hear the people as they say,
"Hey brother, can you stay or die? I don't want to end up doing time."
But they say it's just the sign of the future. Rates were just too high. Is this the future? Worked years perfecting my craft, now my boss has given me the shaft. Is this the future? Used to eat steaks and caviar, now it's peanut butter and a candy bar. Is this the future? All my money is nearly spent, don't have enough to pay the rent. You can cancel the future. Every day as I go my way, I can hear the people as they say,
"Hey brother, can you stay or die? I don't want to end up doing time."
But they say it's just the sign of the future.
Internet is going to be one of the major forces for reducing the role of government. The one thing that's missing, but that will soon be developed, is a reliable e-cash, a method whereby on the internet you can transfer funds from A to B without A knowing B or B knowing A.
What backs a Bitcoin? You put some of your money, real money, online, and it turns into Bitcoin.
I don't even know why we call them coins, except that they call it coins in a name.
I think Bitcoin has turned into a massive multiplayer online game where speculators are trying to out-speculate each other.
Is it a means of exchange or an asset class?
I see you taking my real dollars, and then you give me virtual money in return.
Thanksgiving dinner, my grandmother asked me, "What the heck is this Bitcoin stuff anyway?" Right? And I said to her, "Do you remember when Visa cards first came out? You were used to paying with cash or with a check, and then a Visa came out. It was this weird payment system that you didn't understand." And she said, "Yeah, I remember that." I said, "Well, Bitcoin is just the next evolution of another payment system."
Bitcoin. By now, you've probably heard of it. The wild fluctuations in its price has gained the attention of the mainstream financial media. But Bitcoin is much more than just your average investment. Beneath all the hype and hysteria lies what could be the most important technology of our lifetimes. So what exactly is it? to fully appreciate the characteristics that make Bitcoin a potentially world-changing technology, we first need to understand what money is.
Currency started developing 6 to 9,000 years ago, some sort of medium of exchange, and people used something of value. Societies around the world, though, started to select gold and silver as their primary currency about 3,000 years ago, and then about 680 BC, they became money when they were minted into coins.
Greetings, everyone. This is Truth to Power. My name is Beverly. And, you know, I didn't look at the date. Y'all have to forgive me. She's coming on next Friday. But let me pull up Tugmos. Tugmos, are you there? Can you hear me, Tugmos?
Oh, I'm muted, yes. Can you hear me, Beth?
Yes, I can. I just looked at the date. I thought it was this Friday.
Oh, okay.
It was next Friday. So
yeah,
I'm
next Friday. Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
We spoke to her on the phone, me and Ramon, and we went to her Zoom conference, and then we were able to speak to her on the phone, and she told us if she came on today, she only could allocate 15 to 20 minutes, but if she could come on next week, she could give us over an hour so we could have questions and everything. So I said next week would be much better because we're going to have a lot of questions for you. So that was, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have clarified that with you beforehand.
No, that was I'm doing too many things, and I didn't even look at
the
date.
I know, you did.
I just assumed. And I just want to apologize to the listeners. We lost Tugmos, his line dropped. And so I just wanted to apologize to everyone. That's my mistake. I didn't look at the date. But our guest will be back on. She will be on next Friday at this same time. And then they will be able to tell you exactly. Tugmos?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to push my headphone in and I hit the button on it. I'm sorry. It turned the phone off. But yeah, she'll be on next week and she'll be able to allocate.
Okay,
before
I'm going to let the family go, but before we go, can you kind of give them, do you have a little insight on our guest or what she's going to, you know, what it's about?
Her name is, hold on, let me pull it up here. Her name is Tavania Evans, and she created and founded, she's a computer expert, and she founded her own coin. She's a black woman. It's called BlockCoin. This is our first example in modern times of our own money. We always say, you know, why can't we have our own money? Why can't we use this to make our own money? Well, she created it. So I saw her. She's a spiritual person. Her spiritual name she goes by is Aquarius Maximus. She's a cardologist, sort of like the tarot, but she uses regular playing deck cards. She's from the conscious community. She's one of us. She's not like an outsider coming to us. She's one of us that went to college and she stayed conscious and she's a part of the whole thing. That we do, you know, our thing. So the Guap coin she created in 2015, and she's been getting, putting it together herself, getting investors, and now it's she launched it. And they say on their website, their mission is for Guap coin is the cryptocurrency created to amplify the economic voice of the black community. Knowing the full impact of our spending will motivate and inspire us to concentrate our money within our communities, using the blockchain as a tool to empower our voice and unify us with a decentralized alternative to a financial system that does not benefit us collectively. It is one of the most revolutionary acts we can do in this tumultuous times. So I was like, that sounds great. As we know, we spend all our money with somebody else. You know, we as soon as we get our paycheck, we pay in somebody else outside our community. And this is a way we can store money in a place with value And the more of us that do it, the more valuable our money becomes, you know. And it's to me, it's just a great idea, and it's going to take the collective community to do it. So that's what she's coming on with. I don't. Okay. And she's going to tell us about nodes, how to become a person that could make more money holding a server, which is storing the coins. I mean, it's so involved, and it's going to take a total community effort to make this work. And this is exactly what we need, because we don't have any unity. This will force us to be unified. Like I said, the blockchain is none of the regular nigger stuff that we do to one another, because you can't do it. You can't cheat someone when everyone sees it. You know, it's none of that. I don't trust him, or, you know, she does this, all that's out the door. You don't even know who you're working with, but you just know we're working together, and it's for the common goal of, and lastly, as we saw what happened this week,
what's your take on that? I mean, what you think? I mean, is he leaving the White House? Is he starting his own party or what?
You know, I'm confused, Jeff. I don't know. After yesterday, the day before yesterday, man, it'll be difficult for him to do anything the way the media sent this whole thing around. And, man, I hope, man, I know that Dr. X texted me, said, Orange Man bad, Orange Man going nowhere, wait and see. So Dr. X might have something, a trick up his sleeve. I did see on a website where they said he was, after his Twitter was shut down, he was ushered to Air Force Base in Texas. And at this base, this is where Haskell is being held, and someone else, and they're about to arrest people. So I didn't see any arrests today. So I have no idea what's going on, Bev. I'm going to be honest. That, when they rush the, I just can't get over them white people rush the damn Capitol and show their asses. I said, oh my God, like, scale the damn side of the wall. And I'm like, where's the damn police? Where's the security? Like, God, we thinking, we go there all the time to do a damn march. We should have been there this. We could have been there this. Like, we was there a million deep. We could have scaled, but they would have shot us down, of course. But I'm just saying, man, I seen it all, Bev. I seen it all.
But you know, I think it was part of, this is part of the theater, the theatrics that's going on here. Mm-hmm. Because I saw some videos of the policemen opening the gate, telling the people to come in, because that part of that they couldn't get close to the White House. They had it gated off, and they got it on film where the officer showing them, telling them to come in, and he opened the gate. Plus, a lot of those people that was there, they didn't recognize, and they are Antifa. So they were putting on Trump hats and acting like they were Trump people, but they were really Antifa people. And it was some people up in there, but most of them, you know, was the answer. So all of this was a planned situation. We're looking at a 3D chess game that's going on here. So,
what they did, Beth, was they wasn't sure what Pence was going to do. They wasn't sure.
They knew.
I'm talking about the Democrats. They weren't 100% sure that Pence was going to go along with their program.
Okay.
So they had this all staged. Because this was so you don't have to count the votes. And then you could blame it all on Trump and the media, and then come back later that night with no one there and do the count. This is what this was definitely planned. This was perfectly orchestrated. But, man, that was something to see, though. Man, I was so deceived. Man, my man had the hat from the Flintstones where they go to the Freemason Lodge with the horns on it. Like, oh my God, I seen it all. I was like, man, I'm moving out of this country, man. White people have stormed the Capitol. Unbelievable, man. And they shot that girl in the neck for no reason.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, we don't even know. All this was so staged, you know. We don't even know what's real. Did she really get shot? Was that staged? You know, you just, it's a mind thing that they going, that's going on here. So, you know, if she did get shot, you know, I send my condolences to her, you know, her family. But we don't know what's going on because they is playing. It's a psychological game that's going on here that we witnessing, and they playing with our minds here. So
and Biden already said he won't be the real president. He said he's going to have a virtual inauguration. What the hell is that? So what you gonna have an inauguration on Biden? He said he's gonna have a virtual inauguration. So this means that he's gonna do an inauguration on Zoom, where they're gonna swear him in over the phone. And this ain't real. This ain't how this is supposed to work. So he can't be the real president with a virtual inauguration. And that goes to my theory. At the end of this, we're gonna have two presidents. That's what I think. Trump and Biden. Biden will be the virtual president, and Trump will be the physical president. Just like we're gonna have two money, everything else in this world is gonna be as virtual. Biden's the electric president. He's gonna only exist on television, just like his campaign. He didn't go nowhere. He stayed on TV. It's only virtual reality. He exists. He's not real. So, and they could keep him alive. He might be dead. They just put the picture up and move the lips using deep fakes. You won't even know.
Okay, well, what do they use when they had with Tupac in them? You know, what do they call that? Is that can show the image?
Yeah, that's the hologram technology.
Yeah, he could be a hologram.
A projection. Mm-hmm. Yep, he could be. That's what I'm saying. He won't be real. This is all. Mm-hmm. It's so fake. I don't know what to say, but I've been saying we're going into the fourth dimension. It's proven it. I told you everything is going to be virtual reality, augmented reality. Is this not happening? This is like, who made this happen?
It's happening. And so many people don't even, I mean, it's a lot that do see it. And it's a lot that don't have a clue of what is going on here. So hopefully this year they will, you know, kind of open their eyes and see really what's going on. It's not real.
So now that we officially in the fourth dimension, they can't hide it no more. They're going to definitely see it. It's going to be right in front of their face. It's like, you got to be a fool not to see it. But,
you can't hide nothing now. Everything coming out now. So, well, I can't wait to Dr. X get back Monday so he can give us his take with his research, because I'm like you, Tugmo. You know, I'm like, I don't know. I got to scratch my head on this one here. So, we'll see what happens.
When they rushed the Capitol, that put a whole different spin on everything. It was like, I thought we had a chance, and it was like, oh man, this is gonna be hard to justify this, man. And he couldn't go out and just condemn them because they truly believe that this is, like, we all know this is fake as hell. This is not real. Y'all cheated, and no one wants to look at it. And I feel for them, man. I feel, but they need to go to jail, okay? Today, all of them. Identify all of them. 10 years in prison. Y'all broke into the United States Capitol. That's a domestic terror, whatever they want to call it. Those people need to go to jail. And people, and everyone who followed their asses, to jail, just like black people. Go to jail. See y'all when I see y'all.
Well, they all on camera. They all on camera, so they got everybody. And I mean, they were sitting at their desks, going in their emails, looking on their computers, and all of them is hiding up under the desk. I mean, that was comical. Mm-hmm. It was a horrible.
And when you looked at them, man, it was the Duck Dynasty boys. It was Dog the Bounty Hunter. It was the Flintstones. It was the Neanderthals. It was all the ingrained white people. It was like, oh, man, they got Billy Bob in them up in here. Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But I heard that the head of the Proud Boys, I heard that they stopped him. They didn't let him come in, so they couldn't put that on him because they would have really put that on him.
If the Proud Boys was there, none of that would have happened. See,
yeah,
they would have stopped that from happening. That's why they had to get rid of them.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
You're absolutely right.
They had to get rid of them because you saw some of the real Trump supporters was grabbing them dudes like, what are you doing? Pulling them out.
Right.
Saying, you don't break a window here. Like, so that would have been the Proud Boys. They definitely wouldn't have been able to, they would have been the security that was needed there. It was no security. Mm-hmm. None. And you can clearly see that it was Antifa. They had on helmets, all black, with these sticks.
Black,
they
back.
Right? And
they,
the same people that went around Chicago, New York, Atlanta, every other city, Kenosha, Minnesota, Seattle, and Portland all summer breaking stuff up. None of them was called a terrorist. Yeah, all of them should have went to jail. How you do that? Like, you done went through people's community. Y'all don't even live in the state. And y'all came all the way to New York to go looting. And then the only people y'all want to show on the news is the black people. It was all white people who did it first, and then black people go follow them. Like, oh, shit, let's go get it. And then the camera all of a sudden turns on in. You know, this is some BS. It's all an illusion.
And
the media is,
big time.
Is staring the whole thing because they're telling the half-truth, because they got to usher in this reset. And now that first thing Biden going to do is he going to have to, being that they can't go to war, it's not enough time, they got to crash the economy as soon as possible. He's going to go to draconian measures to instill this whole thing to implode on himself. Watch, it's going to, we're about to see a depression that's going to hit like that. You know what I'm saying? He has no choice because Trump, for 4 years, was pulling off all of the regulations and stuff that was holding us back. And now, in one day, all of that stuff goes away. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And that's going to cause the whole stock market to go the opposite way. It's going to start tanking. And the solution, the Great Reset. The solution, we got it for you. Here, we're going to give all of y'all universal basic income. Here's your card. Here's your chip. And good luck. And just don't say nothing we don't like or do anything we don't like, or we cut it off.
Wow. So that's why they got all these vaccines everywhere so they can, and you're not going to be able to get your money unless you take that vaccine to take the shot. Or can't go.
Once
to work
you take the shot,
you take
you're not
going to
be a human being anymore. You see, because it's going to alter your DNA. So you're not technically a human being. You're going to essentially be like, if you go down to Monsanto got pigs. They got a patent on the pig. They lobbied the United States. So their patent for a pig is the only pig that you can sell in these stores. So Smithfield, whatever other big pig brand, they all use this same patent on a pig. So once they introduce that vaccination and those shots to the pig, it alters their DNA, and they own the patent on that new strand of DNA. And then they went around and let their pigs have sex with the other pigs, like, cause this is the perfect pig. And as soon as the baby comes out, they went to the farmers and say, you know, actually, that's our intellectual property, and took their pigs away from them. And all these farmers went broke, all down in Mexico. And now all of all the pork in the whole country comes, for the most part, from Mexico, goes across the border. So the same thing they're going to do with this shot. Once you take this shot, it's going to alter your DNA, and you become their intellectual property because the new DNA reading is going to be something they own. You understand? And they could do whatever to their property. It's the new straw man. It's the digital straw man. Mm. It's going to read digitally. The cameras is going to be able to tell if you took it or didn't.
Wow. Yeah, that's that. What they calling that? I forgot what they say. What tracing or something they calling it. That the tracing
contact
mechanism.
Tracing.
Contact
tracing for the coronavirus is how they're going to lock everyone down. That's the method they use. And if you look that up, contact tracing HARPA, H-A-R-P-A, you're going to find they got a health advanced research project agency, and they have been planning this for years to put everyone into a database. And they used it as the guise to stop all the mass shootings because you had they wanted to have a psychological profile on everyone that purchased a gun to see if they should follow them to see if they'll be the next mass shooter. In that database is all of us now. You know what I'm saying? Even if you've never been to a gun store.
Wow. So it's here. All this planning they've been doing for years is finally here.
It's finally here. Unless Trump, unless Dr. X can tell us how Trump can pull this out, which I hope he can, but
I hope he got a Trump card somewhere, because I can't see him doing all of this fighting for 4 years and then all of a sudden just walk away. You know, and then he in his speech he said, you know, we just beginning. The fight is just beginning. So it's like, okay, this ain't over with. But you know, you don't know what the next move is gonna be. So I don't know. He might leave the White House, but is he taking all the generals with him? You know, is he going to stay in the White House? These are questions we don't know. But the main enemy, public enemy number one, is the media and the tech giants. Those
absolutely
are the enemies. And if
don't
he can't
forget the Democrats and the rhinos, because they're the people that allow the media and the tech companies to have all the power they have. They won't drop the hammer on them like they should be, because they fund them.
They can't. They probably that's right.
Yep. They owe them.
Wow.
Yep. The media media can change the way one of those people look in 20 minutes. They could put a fake story out on one of them people and destroy their career, and they know it. So the media has way too much power. You know, they could put out a fake. How much fake story did they put out on Trump? And the only thing that kept it from being real was he used Twitter to debunk it. Now they took that away from him, and all they doing right now is saying this is all his fault. And we know he didn't tell them people to go do that. And those people, I don't think, would have did that if they didn't see people. Once Antifa started it, it was like, let's go. You know, it's like a triggered reaction, the same way they did where you have a peaceful protest for George Floyd, and then all of a sudden some Antifa person throws a brick through a window, and all of a sudden everyone just starts picking up bricks and throwing them because that one person started it off, and that's all they need to trigger a crowd. That's why I stay the hell away from crowds.
Yeah. And if you look at the people, look at the videos, the people who was breaking the windows, those were the Antifa people, you know, because we've been watching them all summer, just like you say. They got a certain moves, you can tell, you know. So that was them. And then the other crowd just followed behind them. So this is going to be interesting. We'll see what happens. So I'm still hopeful. I don't think that we get ready to Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta keep the faith, man, for Trump. But this is
why it's so important that we.
The last thing I'm gonna say about it is,
go ahead.
These people that did this, hanging up nooses everywhere, this is how dumb they are. They and us have the same fight. They needed us there with them. This could have made a big difference, because they definitely would have had a lot. You know, the fact that the racial divide in this country, that these lower income white people are so stupid that they didn't figure out that you and us together could make the change, but they so racist.
It's the ultimate.
This is why they had no black support. All black people looking at them like they a bunch of dumb idiots and everything, when this could have changed everything if they just would have had, for the last 4 years, did what they were supposed to do for us. But they didn't, so they have no support from us as a people. Now, us who watch, you know, who are more aware, we understand what's happening. But for the most part, it just looks like typical white people not getting their way and acting a fool. That's how most black people look at it. So, you know, that's unfortunate when it could have been totally turned around if they looked at reality that y'all and us is going to be in the same damn boat in a few years if this goes down.
We in the same house. America is our house. We all in the same house.
We all in the same house. And this might should have been all inclusive. All inclusive, but they kept us out. They kept us out. So, you know, that's
but
on
you know them. What you, but that's part of the hypnosis, the plan, because the puppeteers that was up at the top, that's the whole thing. That's why they had to keep that people divided. They gave the white people, the European, whatever you want to call, they gave them privileges. And that's how they divided us. And they didn't give us, you know, they didn't give us privilege. They gave them privilege, did us wrong. They pitted us against each other. This is how they kept control, because they know that if all the people came together, us and them came together, we was a force that they couldn't handle. They knew
that. I agree.
And so all of this was done by design. And so because certain people was getting privileges, they couldn't see it. They didn't want to see it. If you getting your ice cream and cake and you like, well, I can't help it because you ain't got none. I'm eating my ice cream and cake. But now they starting to wake up. They starting to see now, like, whoa, wait a minute. We all been played on here.
Yeah, so. Well, I hope they see it now, you know, after what they did this week. Because what they was over there, had one white guy on the ground with a bunch of other ones with their knee on him laughing. Like, y'all just didn't get it. Y'all just still doing the dunk. Y'all just didn't figure it out. And Trump was very popular with black people. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame that no one I wouldn't have went there with them crackers. You know, them people, they look like, ooh.
I don't feel that way. Most of them people was peaceful people. You got agitators. This is what we in a war. And so these Antifa, whatever you want to call them, they doing their job. You know, they was there to agitate. They've been there all summer to agitate. So they doing what they doing. These are moves that's being made. We have to be smart enough to make moves too. So that's all it is. We're going to have to think outside of the box. We can't do things the way we've been doing it. We have to think outside of the box. But most of the people, you know, most of the Trump people, they've been good. They've been doing things smartly. These were agitators that was brought in purposely to do what they did, and that's what they did. So we got to step up our game. That's all that is. Well,
yes, ma'am.
I thank you. I thank you for coming on with me and talking with me for this half an hour. And again, listeners,
no problem.
I do apologize for getting my dates mixed up. And Tuckmos and LA will be on next Friday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Miss Evans, and we're going to really get into this. What's her coin called? Group coin?
Guap. And if
guap
people don't know the term, you know, I know we use it in New York, it's called guap. You know, that's the name for money. I'm going to get my guap, you know, get my guap. You know, so that's why she called it guap coin. You know, so that's a hip-hop slang. I remember a few years back, the Wu-Tang Clan member, Ghost Face Killer, he was trying to start his own cryptocurrency. It didn't work out for him, but it was called Cream, like, which is another name for money. You know, cash rules everything around. Cream, get the money, you know. So it's just a slang word for money. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's good to know.
G-U-A-P.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to look into the guap money. This is, this is what we're going to have to do. We got to do for self, help each other, and make it happen. And thank you, Tuckmos, and for coming by and talking with me since I got my dates mixed up. So thank
you. It's okay.
Appreciate it.
Better love.
Okay. Better love. And audience, I'll be back on Monday, I think, with Dr. Robert X. And Dr. Robert X is in Detroit. For those of you, he's at Nanny Cafe. For those that's in Detroit, and he's going to talk about the metaphysical of something. That's a shame. I don't have my notes in front of me. But anyway, he's here for Saturday. He's here for Saturday and Sunday. And those that's out of that's not in Detroit, you can look at them online. So you could go to Nanny's Cafe, Knowledge Cafe, her Facebook, and you can be able to watch the lecture online this weekend. So thanks, everyone. Be back with you Monday. And really, we'll come back and join us next Friday so we can talk about this cryptocurrency. So thank you again, and thank you again, Tuckmos. Better luck.
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice one, family.
Okay.